Hey folks, welcome to another episode of DevSec Lead. You know, there's a lot of things going on in the world today, and I just wanted to spend a little bit of time to talk about that because, you know, everybody's going through some kind of anxiety or angst, and this coronavirus is impacting a lot of people, and I just kind of wanted to put my thoughts together on that. So I wanted to share this with all of you, and it hits a little bit close to home because I've already talked to Veronica, my wife, and a colleague of mine about how it's impacting them. I just heard about an 11-year-old that is on a respirator, and they're struggling. I just also heard about a 17-year-old in the U.S. that is has recently died because of this virus, and one of my colleagues from my co-working space has said that a good friend of hers that she knew was perfectly healthy 2 weeks ago, and then he contracted the virus and he died. Yeah, it's pretty heavy stuff. I mean, the whole world is pretty much on lockdown. So what do we think about that? What do you think about that? I guess for me, it's it kind of relates to how I felt about being in Afghanistan, because after you go through all this training to prepare for war and prepare for prepare for combat, you get out there and then you realize is that you don't have control over a lot of things. And when you go out there and you're in a dangerous situation or in a dangerous hostile area, you have to worry about, getting shot at. But this is completely different. But the anxiety, the anxiety is still the same. One of the things that I had to really tap into is a reflection on who I was and myself, because every day you're out in a dangerous area, you have those come to Jesus moments where you look at your life and you realize that we only have a little bit of time here, right? And we got to take a step back and really evaluate what's going on around us and kind of take control of what we can control, but accept the fact that we can't control everything. So this anxiety is real. We look at the news every day about the coronavirus, and people are freaking out. I mean, we're going nuts over toilet paper. You look for ammunition online, it's all sold out. But this is probably one of the times, and actually I think the only time in my lifetime where I've seen the world, really try to come together and take this head on. And I think it's important that we all do our parts to make sure that it doesn't spread. So the concept is like social distancing and being 6 feet away from each other sounds silly. But when you look at the things that are going on in Italy and in Spain especially, you could see that it's just freaking people out. So how do we stop that? How do we take a step back and reevaluate, what we're trying to do as people know, stop this virus in its tracks. Lots of people are losing their jobs, and that can be difficult as well. It's I've ran into a lot of people, and even looking on LinkedIn, just seeing a lot of my colleagues saying that, hey, the recent layoffs are impacting us. It's hard. So as leaders, how do we look at anxiety in an age where, and especially this time, how do we look at it and get in front of it for the people that we have to lead? As an officer, you have to have that straight face and in front of your team and say you were going to make it together. And we could have those positive affirmations, but this hits a little bit closer to home when I'm looking at my children and having to explain to them why we're doing online school. You know, it's not like one of these 1 to 2 week things now. It's one of those possibly 7 to 8 weeks. How do we make this, unfortunately, the new normal? How do we instill confidence in ourselves to see this through? That's something that, you know, I would love to hear from you guys. What are some of the things that you're doing? Another thing that I'd probably suggest is, you know, taking the time to not watch the news. What do you think about that? Like, how do you say this? A news break, no pun intended. But yeah, it's chaotic. So maybe that's one of the things that we could do to kind of, you know, wean ourselves off of the anxiety IV by, you know, only watching it at a certain time, or just limiting yourself for only so many minutes a day. Another thing is, you know, how can you schedule your time to be productive, but at the same time, be observant of what's going on. The 7 to 8 weeks of this is going to be challenging for all of us. So I'm just really curious to see what you all think about that. Yeah, just looking at some of the comments that I have going on here on Facebook Live. You know, this is from Alan. It's the first time in my life I've seen the world work together, and I hope, and he says he hopes it's not soon forgotten. And I kind of feel that this is a turning point or a wake-up call for the world at large, and completely true. So as this thing goes on, the next few weeks, maybe the next few months, it would be really interesting to see all of your thoughts and insights into how we can make this more manageable in this kind of chaos that we're going through right now. So I'll leave you with that. Please, you know, shoot me an email. And, you know, again, let's talk about this, and we're going to get through it together. Thanks a lot.